see, Zubin made, and I had all of my things hadn't been done. I had my last goal I had set for myself. I said, I want to write for the symphony orchestra.
And Zubin Mehta at that time was the director for the LA Philharmonic.
And that's when Zubin Mehta wanted to honor the black composer. So they have Ray Brown, the bass player. He's going to be the coordinator. He's going to tell him the black composers which should be there. Okay. And he had me on there. He had all that. I'm not going to call people's name now because I'm not naming any people here. But he lined up some guys that I would have said too, you know. I would have said them myself. So then Oliver Nelson and I went to the University of Utah together, where we stayed for a week, where we both rehearsed the band and play your music with your band at a concert. So we'd come in the evening after we leave the school, and I had started writing on my number for Zubin Mehta, for the Philharmonic, you know. So he said, "What is that you're working on, Gerald?" I said, "Listen, this is a number that the Los Angeles Philharmonic is going to play." And I said, "There's some other black composers there." And I said, "I wonder why isn't your name there? Because I know you've written a number for the Richmond Orchestra in Rochester." You know, I had heard a number that he had written. It was for a number with the Eastman Rochester Philharmonic, whatever they call that. And so I said, "But I was, your name wasn't on that list. Why is that?" I said, "You should have been there because I've heard your number, the one you wrote." He said, "Oh, I don't know, you know." He said, "But anyway," he said, "Well, who's there?" And I told him, I said, "Well, so-and-so is one." He said, "Well, he won't be there." And I said, "Well, so-and-so is there." He said, "He won't be there." And then he said, "So-and-so is one. He won't be." I said, "Wait a minute, Oliver." I said, "What are you talking?" He said, "They're not going to be there." So I told him the whole name, all the names that had been named. He said, "No, they won't be there." So here we're going, man, and all of a sudden, these guys are dropping out like flies. All of a sudden, I was the only one left. Now, and the other black composer was a girl. I think she was from Philadelphia. Her name was Margaret Bond. She was a classical writer. She was there. She made it. They called William Brandt Steele to be on the thing because they needed some more black composers. So in the meantime, they introduced me to William Brandt Steele. William Brandt Steele, who knew who I was because he not only wrote classical music, only he writes like Beethoven and Bach. That's who he sounds like when he's writing his classical music. But he also writes jazz, too. He wrote the arrangement, popular arrangement, Artie Shaw's Frenzy. See, he wrote that arrangement for Artie Shaw. And he wrote some other jazz stuff. But he could write jazz, too. He played the oboe. But anyway, that night, they brought in him. I met him, and he knew who I was, like I said. Now in Los Angeles, here on right off of La Brea and the street next to it, there was a fire station that has now been dedicated to William Grant Steele. It's like a, what do you call that? It's a culture center. And William Grant Steele, he just met me. He knew who I was jazz-wise, but he'd met me in person. But to see me, when he heard my number that night, when the Zubin brought his hand down, he was amazed at my number. And he just told me how much he liked it. That when he now, they give out awards there. I got the first award from his Culture Center for my number that I wrote. Then I wrote four other orchestrations for the Los Angeles Philharmonic. that they play. I'm not talking they don't play. I had one on the 76, on the July 4th thing.
Mm-hmm. Bicentennial?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One of my orchestrations are there. See, with this big gospel choir, 200 voice choir that they took to Tel Aviv, to where he has the Israel Philharmonic. I got the program from him and put it and everything. But my point is that was my last thing, was that Philharmonic. And Phil Moore, and that's when I said, Phil sure told me what to do and how to do it. And so when I write for strings, for pop music, like when I did with Nancy Wilson on the strings with her and stuff, and other people too, you know, I knew what to do with them, because that book, he told me, now he said, you read it completely through, you know.